Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome, fight fans, to this reaction to the news of Tyson Fury signing to fight Dillian Whyte. Or should I say, Dillian Whyte has finally signed to fight Tyson Fury. Much to the approval of many boxing fans out there, including ourselves. So we thought we'd like to do a little reaction show to that news just happening in the last 24 hours. Dillian Whyte leaving it till the very last minute, Johnston. And I mean the very last minute to sign to fight Tyson Fury to get, what was it, $8 million, I think Tyson Fury was saying. I'm not sure what the logistics of that are or if it's the correct amount, but it's the biggest payday of Dillian Whyte's career, and it's the shot at the WBC title that he's been itching for about 3 years now. Excited?
Very, very excited. We did say it eventually it was going to happen. I was quite confident that it would. I know Whyte's entitled to, what, 20% of his purse, whatever it is, whether it's $8 million or what, it's definitely going to be a biggest payday of Dillian Whyte's career. I mean, he's openly said he don't care where it is, what country it is, what stadium, what venue it's at. He's got, you know, he just wants to fight. And the one thing I had noticed was that he was keeping very quiet, wasn't he, Dillian? And I think that was part and parcel of the whole thing, wasn't it? Of trying, kept the intrigue going, a lot kept people guessing. Certain people saying, oh, it wouldn't surprise me if Dillian turns it down. And look, I don't think Dillian had any, there was no way he was ever going to do that. I think he just enjoyed playing the mind games where you had Bob Arum and Frank Warren sort of casting their opinions over Whyte. Dillian Whyte keeping quiet, it's not good, he needs to promote this fight. I just think it's a little way of Dillian taking back a little bit of control, which I don't think he feel like he's had. So, you know, Dillian's not going to be the type of guy that they're going to say, jump this high, he's going to reply how high. He's just not going to do that. This is what makes it very exciting. The fight itself and the build-up to it is going to be completely different to what Tyson Fury has experienced before with Deontay Wilder. I think Dillian brings something completely different. I think he's quite a comical guy. I quite like Dillian. I mean, he's from Brixton, South London. You know, I'll back the guy because he's on close to where I live, locally. I like both fighters, not get me wrong, but I'm really excited though, Sean. I can't wait to see how it pans out. You know, we have our ideas now. I think the generalization is that Fury wins this fight, but I'm not going to discredit Dillian, and I think he can bring something, and he will cause Fury problems, but it's just great to have it, mate.
Well, they're saying it's the 23rd of April at Wembley Stadium, which is great news. It's great news. Brilliant. That we'll get to see it. I mean, I think, you know, for most people, they're going to want to make a trip to Wembley Stadium to go and watch this fight because, I know, it might be the only time we get to see two Brits again for a long time fighting for a heavyweight title in the UK, because if Joshua comes through Usyk, and it's a big if, and that mega fight with Fury happened, if Fury comes through White, I don't think that's going to happen here. So as much as we'd love to see it, and much as we've had loads of debates in the past about it, it wouldn't surprise me if it ends up in America, or it ends up in Saudi Arabia, in Jeddah, where all the money is. It wouldn't surprise me at all. But we're getting this fight in April at Wembley Stadium, the 23rd. A great fight. Finally happy that Dillian White signed it. I've not really casted any doubt upon whether he'd sign it or not. I've not really thought about it. I know people do go... Yeah. Right into the mind of people. You know, social media presents a platform for people to put their opinions out there, and sometimes the opinions are just absolute dribble, because people are sitting there going like, they actually know Dillian White, and they're inside his mind, and they can, oh yeah, well he's not taking this fight because he's scared, he's not going to get as much money as what he wants, or he's holding out for this or that. Look, we don't know the intricacies of these deals at all. We don't. What we know is that Dillian White needed to sign for this fight, and he was leaving it until the last minute. He obviously had his reasons for it. Whether it was, like you say, Johnson taking control and getting a little bit of a upper hand in some respects is quite clever if it is the case, because we know how much Tyson Fury can get under the skin of other fighters, and he's proven that time and time and time again. But Dillian White is a different individual, a different character. He can be a bit of a hothead. We've seen that in press conferences. We've seen tables being launched. We've seen Dillian White ready to stand and trade in a press conference and a weigh-in before. He isn't going to back down from Tyson Fury. And Tyson Fury is going to relish that. He wants that. He wants someone to stand toe-to-toe with him. But that's not the way Dillian White is going to be able to fight on the night, because he will make it relatively straightforward for Tyson Fury. And I'm sure as we get closer to the time, we will be doing our big fight preview. But my initial reaction to this is just that I'm happy. I'm happy to see this fight. It's not the main fight we wanted to see. I mean, ideally, we wanted to see, for all the marbles, Usyk and Fury. But I'm still happy we're getting it, because part of me wants Dillian White to have his opportunity, and that's why I wanted to see it. Dillian White's deserved it. He's took more risks than most of these fighters out there in the heavyweight division. He's probably taken the biggest risk, and in the midst of all that, he obviously suffered that defeat to Povetkin as well. So he's the one that's took all the risk. He's fought fighters that he probably didn't need to fight to get to this point, and now he's finally getting his opportunity. He's getting a career best payday. Okay, maybe he would have wanted more. He hasn't getting the lion's share. He's getting a smaller percentage. But that's because Tyson Fury has proven that he is a bigger draw. He is a bigger draw. And that's why he's getting the lion's share of it. Of course, in being champion, it being a bigger draw. The purse bid's obviously being won by Frank Warren, Queensbury and Top Rank. You know, this is, for me, this is why he's getting that. But really, the way Dillian goes on, I don't think it's all about money for him. He wants his shot. He deserves his shot. And I'm excited to see it. I'm just looking forward to seeing the build up to it more than anything, because I do think we'll get a very verbal build up to this. I'd love to see if they do some sort of head to head, like a gloves are off style sit down between one another, because I can imagine there'll be some sort of kickoff there. I remember when they did it with Chisora and White, and there was a big kickoff on the set, and you can actually see that footage that wasn't aired on YouTube. There was a massive kickoff on the set. So we imagine Tyson Fury winding up Dillian White that much that he isn't flipping the table and throwing some water on him, or, you know, even throws a punch or whatever. I can imagine this sort of stuff happening. Will they take them type of risks? I wouldn't like to think so, because it's a huge fight, but it wouldn't surprise me. And then you've got John Fury there. You've got Dean White, Dillian's brother. John Fury and Dean White will probably be going at it as well in the background. So there's a lot to look forward to. I mean, people might not like that pantomime style, WWE style build up to a fight, but it will build it. What it will do for the sport is it will bring people in from different sports that will be intrigued to see it, because it will be headlined with two British fighters fighting for the heavyweight title. Doesn't happen very often. So that's straight away going to bring in people from all different kinds of sports wanting to see what happens. And that's a good thing for the sport, because, you know, that means that more eyes are on it in a good way. It might bring more people over and think, wow, actually, you know, I'm interested in seeing this fight. So that, for me, is a good thing. But then I just hope we don't get any negative things that are going to put a bit of a dampener on the sport. You know, things that happen that people are going to say, well, this sport's barbaric and, you know, this shouldn't be happening. And I just hope that doesn't happen. I am excited for the whole build-up for it, though. And the fight itself, of course. And I suppose now I'm going to hand this back to you, Johnston, really, and give your early thoughts about how this fight plays out.
Well, I mean, yeah, everything you said there, absolutely. I mean, I hope they don't take things too far and say some derogatory stuff. You know, it's inevitable that one of them's going to slip up at some point and say something a bit ridiculous. You know, to be fair though, I think they're clever enough now. I think Dillian's learned a lot in the past, and I think Tyson has too. So you know, they're going to promote this fight. I think it's going to be quite entertaining. It's going to be quite comical at times, and you're going to see a little bit of bravado and a little bit of probably a bit of pushing and shoving. I don't think you're going to really see anything go beyond that. It's just going to be entertaining. I mean, are we going to see Tyson Fury come out in a Superman suit for his next one or something? I don't know, like, you know, that sort of clowning around sort of crap that he did with Klitschko. But look, in the fight itself, do you know, controversially, I'm going to say something here, is I actually think that Dillian White has had it a lot harder in the last couple of years than what Tyson Fury has in terms of his opponents. I think Tyson Fury, I think there's a lot's been made about Deontay Wilder, and I think he's, if anything, Tyson's had I know he got knocked down a couple of times in that fight. It was a great fight, the third one, but he bossed him. I mean, he bossed him pretty much most of the time. Yeah, he came back after that long layoff, and that was the closest he had ever been, because Tyson Fury wasn't even at his 100% fittest. And he had those couple of other fights with Otto Wallin and Swartz, whatever the other guy's name was. Look, I just think that his progression has actually slowed, whereas Dillian White has had to come through the controversy of losing to Povetkin with that huge knockout defeat and then come back and win it. You know, I'm not saying Watch and Rivas and Chisora are better fighters necessarily than Wilder, but having to fight the same opponent all the time, I just think it sort of stalls you. And when you have these rematches, it stalls a guy's career. And I'm going to be very controversial and say that I think that Dillian has closed the gap slightly over the last couple of years, because Fury's just been busy beating up Wilder. I'm not saying that he's going to win the fight. I just think that makes it more interesting for me. I think that gives White a little bit of something that he didn't have if they'd have had the fight a couple of years before.
I'd agree with that. I'd agree that he is closing the gap, because he's having tougher fights. He's having fighters that are different styles. I know Tyson Fury's fought Volin, and Volin obviously is a great fighter. But, you know, looking at that and Deontay Wilder and the three fights he's had with Wilder, like you say, how much has them fights taken out of Tyson Fury? Does it leave a little bit of a dent in his career, in the sense that he is more vulnerable now than what we think he is? Is there a chance that Dillian White will get near him and land an overhand right and put him down, and Tyson Fury will get back up and maybe we'll see an elevator fight maybe again? You know, there's quite a high probability that this could happen. But it's all dependent on whether Dillian White can get near him. That's the big thing that people are saying. Everyone's saying, well, it's just going to be a repeat of Tyson Fury, Derek Chisora too, when Derek Chisora just could not get near Tyson Fury whatsoever. People think it's going to be the same fight. I beg to differ. I beg to differ on that, because I think we've seen Dillian White wears his heart on his sleeve. And no matter what is thrown in front of him, he will try and he will go down with a fight. Like Wilder, in some ways, he will go down with a fight. But I think he's a better fighter than Wilder. So I think it does cause Tyson Fury a few more problems than maybe what he's has faced before. But in Tyson Fury's mind, he's just confident that he's going to do a number on Dillian White. And I mean, he's always been confident. I know he always says this sort of stuff on social media. And I know a lot of the time he delivers as well. But a different fighter brings a different skill set into the ring. I think he's going to cause Tyson Fury problems, Dillian White. I don't know whether it will be as straightforward as what people think it's going to be, but I've always maintained that Tyson Fury is a sublime boxer for his size and for his skill set. I think he has the ability to make it an easy fight for him, and that's what people are predicting, that it will be a points decision or a late knockout for Tyson Fury. At this moment in time, I'm edging towards the general consensus on this. But I wouldn't be out of the realms of possibility that Dillian White comes in there and upsets everything. every plan. We know these things can happen. I mean, look at Ruiz and Anthony Joshua. Look what Ruiz did to Joshua. Joshua, for me, I don't think has been the same since, if I'm being totally honest. And we know these things can happen. It'll be all about Tyson Fury backing it up, and it'll be all about whether Dillian White can land something significant and put Tyson Fury down and really hurt him and finish the fight. It's gonna boil down to these two things, really. Will it be an easy night because Fury makes it an easy night for himself, or will it be another tear-up? Will it be another fight like Deontay Wilder, the third fight, where we get both guys going down and landing big, huge punches? Another exciting fight, one of the great fights of this modern era. I think possibly we could get that. I think Tyson Fury wins it. This is where I'm sitting now. Tyson Fury wins, but I do think we're going to get another really exciting fight, contrary to what people think.
I do, and I think the one thing, what's going to be a huge target for Dillian White is the body. And we know he likes to throw them left hands into the body. If you can sink them in early doors, it will take its toll. Obviously, Dillian hasn't got the greatest of engines anyway, but he's proved over time now that, you know, even though when he is blowing out of his arse, he can get a second win, and he can come back, he can come down, he can come back. And I think that's a different style. It's a different animal for Tyson Fury to be able to analyze and adjust within the ring. And, you know, for all of Deontay Wilder's power, when do you ever see Deontay Wilder throw a body shot? And I mean, that's the one thing I would say. If Wilder had have tried to target the body a lot more with his hard shots, I think as the fight, well, especially the third fight, as that fight wore on, he could have maybe taken more advantage of Fury himself, because he wasn't as good as, you know, he just always relied on that one punch power. Whereas Dillian White will go for the body, will target the body. He may even get knocked down, but I still think he gets back up again. I think that could be what, in my head, that's where Tyson Fury, he hasn't fought anyone that's targeted the body, and it's a big area. And I know it's the people say that, yeah, you got to get to him. He's got long arms, Dillian, and he can throw him in quite short, and he can close that gap quite quickly. And even if he whips a few in the body, they're going to take something out of Tyson. I'm sure Tyson will be thinking about that, but then that does, you know, he's going to have to adjust. That's the point I'm trying to make. It's a different animal. So I'm with you, Sean. The consensus is that Fury wins the fight. I think he does on points right this minute now, but I am not discounting Dillian White at all. And the great thing is, it's at a stadium. It's the first time Fury's ever fought a over here in a stadium as well. So whether that, you know, the added pressure of having 90,000 people cheering you on, not all of them, obviously you're gonna have some cheering for Dillian, but a majority will be for Fury back out here. I mean, I thought it'd be Old Trafford, but I'm glad it's at Wembley. You know, it's the headquarters more or less, isn't it, of where all the press are for boxing anyway. So it all makes it look, it's intriguing. It's a great fight, and as you say, it's the first time seeing two British heavyweights fighting for a world title in a very long time.
And that's it for this little short reaction show, guys, to Tyson Fury, Dillian White finally being announced, confirmed for April the 23rd at Wembley Stadium. We'll be back nearer the time with our big fight preview for this. We hope you've enjoyed it. Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on social media at BTR Boxing Pod on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And you can also subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your podcast. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
A dream is made real. Ricky Hatton rocks the world.
How do you like it? How do you like it?
Wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It's over. Mamma mia, he's done it. Anthony Joshua defeats Vladimir Klitschko.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Podcast Network.